From the KERA Newsroom, I'm Christopher Connolly. Across Texas, insurgent Republicans who rode Tea Party anger to Austin are now facing challengers themselves. That's the dynamic in Northeast Tarrant County, where State Representative Jonathan Stickland and challenger Scott Fisher are racing toward the March 1st primary. At the heart of that dispute are differences in philosophy and in personality. Jonathan Stickland doesn't wear his philosophy of government on his sleeve. He wears it on the front of his campaign t-shirt.
It's real simple if you look at my shirt. It's more freedom and less government. When the government is big, the individual is small. I really believe in people, and I believe that when government comes in and adds red tape to anything, it messes up the system.
The 32-year-old oil and gas consultant first ran for office in the district that includes Hearst, Euless, and Bedford 4 years ago. He says he's kept his promise to do everything he could to limit government's influence on people's lives.
This isn't a go-along-to-get-along type situation. There are serious implications on decisions that are being made in the next couple of years, and we need conservative warriors who are going to go down there and do that.
Stickland has a reputation as something of a bomb thrower in Austin. That's earned him praise from Tea Party groups and Empower Texans, which supports ultra-conservative candidates and has funded his campaign generously. It also means a thin file of bills introduced and passed.
The thing that I've really hung my hat on as a legislator is not just passing bills. I've been concerned with stopping bad legislation. I believe that before we can get back to the constitutional role of government, we've got to stop the ship that is sailing down and out of control.
There's been a lot of outside interest and a lot of outside money in this race, which has gotten nasty. Rice University political scientist Mark Jones says Stickland may well be the member that House leadership would most like to see lose his primary challenge.
The level of irritation Stickland provides the leadership team and many members of the Austin lobby is even greater just due to his more enhanced political style and greater and more visible presence.
Hi, Ms. Upton, how are you?
I'm fine.
Scott Fisher.
Hi.
I'm running for state rep in the area, out knocking on doors today, just to introduce myself to voters.
Scott Fisher is a pastor of a Nazarene church in Euless and a former spokesman for the Texas Christian Coalition. He also chairs the state's Juvenile Justice Commission and served on the board of the Tarrant County Hospital District. He says true conservatives believe government should help care for society's most at-risk members and do it with fiscal responsibility and without violating their values.
The word conservative has been hijacked by libertarianism. There are conservative Republicans and there are libertarians who have embraced republicanism to gain access to the mainstream.
Fisher has gone after Stickland for posts he made online about smoking pot and joking about rape. Stickland says those comments reflect the teenager he was and not the man he is today. In television ads, Fisher attacks Stickland for votes that would have limited police powers.
Stickland was called the worst legislator on public safety issues in the history of the Texas legislature. Conservative Scott Fisher is endorsed by Rick Perry.
Fisher says there are some things he would never compromise on, like abortion. But he says he wants to get things done.
My approach is, if 100% is not possible, do what you can do to get the 90. And then we'll work on that other 10 in steps.
When it comes down to it, the question for voters in Northeast Tarrant County may be less about who's the true conservative and more about which kind of conservative they want to represent them. Christopher Connolly, KERA News.